Now, another part that I want to talk about is when we are talking about ETFs or mutual funds, they're very similar in the way that they operate, except for the trading times, right? But I want to talk about something called active mutual funds versus index mutual funds. Now, actively managed mutual funds try to outperform the market by making riskier investments in startup companies, and they're trying to outperform the market consistently. However, statistically, this is not the case, and generally they end up falling short of the market due to the increase in risk in those types of actively managed mutual funds. If you are choosing to go with mutual funds a more laid hands back way, I recommend wholeheartedly, and every financial person would agree with me on this, is statistically index funds that follow the market perform better than actively managed mutual funds. If you choose mutual funds, look for a low-cost index fund that follows the S&P 500. These are going to give you the highest rate of returns over a long period of time, and generally average between 8% on the low end and about 12% on the high end. So do your research, guys. Make sure you look up your mutual funds before you invest in them. Make sure they have a low cost, and they're an index fund that allow you to have higher rates of returns consistently over a long period of time without significantly high expense ratios. So for me, if I was to go back for my first $1,000 and I'm looking to invest, I would invest 75% of it in Vanguard ETFs. Now, you can look up the symbols for these: VOO, VOOG, VUG, and you can look up those. Those are ones that I highly recommend. They have lower expense ratios and they have good performance over the last 20 years. Now, of course, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other good performing ETFs, but those are some of my favorites. As far as mutual funds, I'm not going to talk about my particular investments in mutual funds because it's a little more complicated, and I have specific reasons why I invest in some and I don't invest in others. But do your research on this. Take your time, okay? It's not like you have to get in the market right now. Give yourself 6 months. Educate yourself. Read books. Read John C. Bogle's Common Sense Investing. Take your time. Learn the market. Learn the type of investments. Just give yourself patience, okay? It's better to take 6 months and invest wisely than to invest unwisely immediately, okay? Don't invest your $1,000 in Dogecoin and hope that it goes up, okay? Dogecoin is a speculation coin. So don't look at the market and what everyone is pushing and be like, I need to get on that right now, because it doesn't have statistical returns over a long period of time that will result in you having money in retirement, okay? Because you can make a lot of money really quickly with up-and-coming cryptocurrencies, but you can also lose a lot of money very quickly. So as far as long-term investing, they're not a wise asset to start purchasing it. So I recommend low-cost mutual index funds or ETFs. Do your research, take your time, look at them. I recommend a lot of Vanguard ETFs. If I was to go back, that's how I would do it. I would invest 50-50 between low-cost index funds and ETFs that follow the S&P 500. A quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. If you're looking to develop your own opinion and proclaim it to the world, Anchor is your place to go. Visit anchor.fm for more information. They allow you to create, distribute, and produce your podcast all in one place for free. Again, go to anchor.fm for more information. Now, another part that I want to talk about is when we are talking about ETFs for mutual funds, they're very similar in the way that they operate, except for the trading times, right? But I want to talk about something called active mutual funds versus index mutual funds. Now, actively managed mutual funds try to outperform the market by making riskier investments and startup companies, and they're trying to outperform the market consistently. However, statistically, this is not the case, and generally they end up falling short of the market due to the increase in risk in those types of actively managed mutual funds. If you are choosing to go with mutual funds a more laid hands back way, I recommend wholeheartedly, and every financial person would agree with me on this, is statistically index funds that follow the market perform better than actively managed mutual funds. If you choose mutual funds, look for a low-cost index fund that follows the S&P 500. These are going to give you the highest rate of returns over a long period of time, and generally average between 8% on the low end and about 12% on the high end. So do your research, guys. Make sure you look up your mutual funds before you invest in them. Make sure they have a low cost and they're an index fund that allow you to have higher rates of returns consistently over a long period of time without significantly high expense ratios. So for me, if I was to go back for my first $1,000 and I'm looking to invest, I would invest 75% of it in Vanguard ETFs. Now, you can look up the symbols for these: VOO, VOOG, VUG, and you can look up those. Those are ones that I highly recommend. They have lower expense ratios and they have good performance over the last 20 years. Now, of course, there are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of other good performing ETFs, but those are some of my favorites. As far as mutual funds, I'm not going to talk about my particular investments in mutual funds because it's a little more complicated and I have specific reasons why I invest in some and I don't invest in others. But do your research on this. Take your time, okay? It's not like you have to get in the market right now. Give yourself 6 months, educate yourself, read books, read John C. Bogle's Common Sense Investing. Take your time, learn the market, learn the type of investments. Just give yourself patience, okay? It's better to take 6 months and invest wisely than to invest unwisely immediately, okay? Don't invest your $1,000 in Dogecoin and hope that it goes up, okay? Dogecoin is a speculation coin. So don't look at the market and what everyone is pushing and be like, I need to get on that right now, because it doesn't have statistical returns over a long period of time that will result in you having money in retirement, okay? Because you can make a lot of money really quickly with up and coming cryptocurrencies, but you can also lose a lot of money very quickly. So as far as long-term investing, they're not a wise asset to start purchasing it. So I recommend low-cost mutual index funds or ETFs. Do your research, take your time, look at them. I recommend a lot of Vanguard ETFs. If I was to go back, that's how I would do it. I would invest 50-50 between low-cost index funds and ETFs that follow the S&P 500. A quick word from our sponsor, Anchor. If you're looking to develop your own opinion and proclaim it to the world, Anchor is your place to go. Visit anchor.fm for more information. They allow you to create, distribute, and produce your podcast all in one place for free. Again, go to anchor.fm for more information.